Hey guys, welcome back to another week of Autastic, your comedian's guide to autism. This is a podcast about autism. Two of us have autistic loved ones. My name is Kirk Smith.
I'm Graham K. Hey everybody, thanks for tuning in again on your radio tuner.
Boom.
That is on the internet, and we appreciate it.
Yeah.
And what is this, like episode
207, 208, something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
Isn't that amazing?
It's amazing, man. It's amazing.
Do you remember when we had the conversation where you're like, what are we going to talk about after episode 3?
Still not sure what we're talking about. But
nope, but never stops us.
We are somehow are getting more and more listeners. It's very strange. It's just a strange...
Considering it's us involved in the anger and the rants and everything, sure.
People just like to know that there's a voice out there, I guess. I don't know.
Voice in the wilderness?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. How you doing, man? You okay?
I'm good. I'm here another five... No, that's not true. 6 days. And then I fly out to Hawaii.
Hawaii?
Catching a ship back from Hawaii to San Diego, 7 days on the open seas. I don't know how I'm going to do, honestly. It's not my favorite part about the cruises, the sea days. But
so they fly you from
New York City to Hilo. Hilo?
Wow.
H-I-L-O. I think it's the big island.
You go to L.A., LAX, and then transfer?
Nope. Actually, you know what? It's funny. They booked me
Des Moines. Like, oh.
Four flights.
Ugh.
It was like Raleigh to Vegas to Honolulu to, and I texted the lady. I'm like, or messaged the lady. I'm like, listen, it's your call. But if any of these flights have an issue, I'm gonna miss the boat.
Yeah.
And contractually, I still get paid.
Yeah.
And then they always reply, it's not a boat, it's a ship. Okay, sure, it's a ship.
Yeah.
I'm still gonna miss the ship. They love to say it's a ship.
Yeah.
Like, all right, fine.
Yeah.
So they changed my ticket, which is they hate changing the tickets. But it's like, yeah, it's common sense. So now I'm flying direct. JFK, no, it's not true. Newark, I believe. Newark to Hilo. Newark to Honolulu, 11 hours. And then a little puddle hopper over to Hilo.
Wow.
I know.
Are you going to see your family? You got family over there, don't you?
I do, but different island. I don't think so. Unless my sister comes over to Hilo, because she lives on Oahu. And I'm going to be wiped. They're probably going to sit me in a middle seat next to the toilets like they like to do.
Perfect.
That's my move. I like to smell the poop.
Well, just check
in. Crushed.
Check in online before, you know. Old people still don't know about online check-in. And
I'm old, Graham.
Well, God bless them, because they don't know about online check-in, so you can still usually get aisle or window seat. If you notice, in the past couple of years, every middle seat is usually older people.
I hadn't noticed that, but now that you mention it, that probably is true.
Because they don't know about
they
online check-in.
That part out
they check in an hour before. They choose their seat an hour and a half, 2 hours before the flight. It was really sweet. I was in the airport the other day, and these two older ladies were traveling together, and they were friends, I guess, and one or maybe sisters, I don't know, and they had checked in online and had the printout. They didn't have it on their phone.
Got it.
They had which is also very sweet when you have the piece of paper they printed. And one lady was like, we have to go in the line. And the other one's like, no, we checked in. She's like, I don't know. We got to talk to somebody. And they're like, she's like, okay, you don't need to though. And then they was like, I don't know. I don't. And then they talked to a lady walking around, an attendant or whatever. And, like, if we have these, do we need to wait in that? And it was like a big line that she was going to wait in. She's like, no. She's like, see? And then kept walking.
Last flight I was on, I witnessed this conversation, two people. The one, they're both a little bit older, but the one lady's like, or one lady's asking this guy, like, I'm sitting here in the middle, and you're sitting here in the aisle. Do you mind changing? Do you want to sit in the middle? And he was like, no, I don't want to sit in the middle. She's like, you sure you don't sit in the middle? No. just the audacity. Like, she just discovered, like, she was just going to, like, trick this guy to, like, you don't want to sit in the middle? Are you sure? It's a middle seat.
She was an old lady who didn't know about online check-in.
And then she asked the person in the window, I'll sit in the window. Do you want to sit in the middle? The person's like, No, I don't want to sit in the middle. Oh, it made me laugh. Just the innocence of like, well, okay, I offered. You could sit in the middle. It's your big chance.
It's just Jedi mind tricking everybody.
Trying. Didn't work on anybody. So funny. What? I was like, what's happening here? Is this a bit?
Well, I love that our podcast about autism
devolves into
everything
else. It
always has a side theme, like a B plot, like in any good sitcom.
It does have a B plot.
And it's in the first year, it was my car trouble.
We did car trouble a lot. We did NBA a lot.
We did NBA a lot for a good 8 months.
At least.
And
we took that off air. We talked about the Kings right before this.
Talk about basketball or us playing pickup basketball, although I might be retired. And
wait a couple more years. You can join our over 40 league. I was on Fuego this week.
Again?
Oh, man. I'm the spryest 40-something year old out there.
When you have...
Check that guy's ID.
When you have a son with severe nonverbal autism like Kirk does, apparently there's a lot of rage you got to get out, and he just takes it out on these people, and they don't know what hit him.
I was flying around the court.
Yeah. You don't get injured, I feel. Like, you're not somebody...
Not on the outside, no.
No, no, just the inside.
I got my feelings hurt a lot. I'm this a big baby.
I never had a broken bone until I was... I had a crack in my wrist when I was a little kid. And then I never had a broken bone until I was like 20... Until I was like 31. And ever since then, playing basketball, I broke both my arms falling off of my bicycle. And then since then, playing basketball, I have broken my rib, my finger, my toe, and my ankle. All basketball. I think I'm out, man.
I think it's you.
I think it's me. I play like, well, here's the thing. Anyway, it doesn't matter. But anyway, let's not talk about that.
Something's clearly broken on the inside of me, so
yeah,
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. I'm a broken, broken man.
But let's do a week in review. I got a fun week in review. We haven't been doing the podcast a lot. We had sort of a week off during Christmas.
Well, we took a break off for the holidays.
We took a holiday break.
We're sick traveling.
And then we were sick. Too sick to meet. Last episode we actually met. I think you made me more sick. But anyway, seemed to be recovering this week. And I want to talk about my trip back to Ottawa that I had over the Christmas break. And I spent 11 days in Ottawa and hung out with Peter a lot. We call it brother time. Had like a nice lunch with the boys, Andrew and Mike, my high school friends that are his friends now. And went to, you know, it was just a real treat to see Peter every day. You know, he was, the best part is, you know, it's like good when he starts getting sick of like hanging out with me. He's like, I think I'd like. And I'm
He's
like,
tired of you. It's
yeah,
funny.
I'm like a needy girlfriend or boyfriend, yeah. Like codependent.
Needy relationship.
Yeah, yeah. And he's just like,
I'm good.
I'm good, buddy. All right, hurts a bit.
You need to make other friends.
Yeah, you fly to New York then, jerk. So we did a lot of fun activities. Namely, we went to go do our annual Spider-Man. Oh, no, not Spider-Man, sorry. Every year, Star Wars comes out with a new movie around Christmas, and we always go see it with Peter.
We've done this review. We've done, I think, six of these because we did Star Wars, but then we did something else too, didn't we? I think you said a couple of reviews.
This is probably the fourth,
okay.
I'd say.
Man, we're mixed up.
Right. About four Star Wars movies,
it's
I think.
It's more than four Star Wars movies come out in the last 4 years.
Maybe.
Am I crazy?
Yeah, maybe this is the fifth, but...
Did you review Iron Man? Did you review Lord of the Rings?
No. We might have like done like Solo or one of those ones.
Oh, yeah, those count,
yeah,
right?
It's like a summer movie, yeah. So, but anyway, this is sort of an annual thing. Annual winter... review that we do with Peter. We brought him to go see, and he's always skeptical about the new ones, and then we review, do a little interview.
He's not wrong.
So we did a before and after interview, and I'll play you them right now. So, Ernie?
Yeah, Bert?
Are you excited about seeing the new Star Wars?
I think it might be nice.
It's The Rise of Skywalker.
I heard. I saw on TV.
Yeah. We're pretty good, I think. We'll see how it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mom and Dad, are you guys excited?
Oh, I'm excited.
So excited, yes.
Yes, they're really pleased. I'm excited, though.
So am I.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll do another video after the movie to see. We'll do a review to see if you liked it.
I might like it a little bit.
Okay.
But I guess people know I prefer the original six Star Wars.
You prefer the original six. Yeah.
Well, lots of other people might too, not just me.
I agree. I think that's true. Okay, bye. We just got out of the movie, and we just saw The Last Jedi, Star Wars. Peter, what did you think?
Well, it was called The Rise of Skywalker.
Oh, that's first mistake, sorry. What did you think of it?
It was great.
Yeah, it was cool, right?
But I guess I don't want to have on DVD.
How come?
I just like the original six Star Wars better.
Why?
Well, it's only because when they first got made, the Star Wars movies Sega once got completed.
Okay. So why do you think they made this one?
Well, I guess maybe so that we could all learn some more brand new things.
Which is good to learn new things, right?
Yes, but when we learn new things, it's nice to see new Star Wars movies, but I guess people normally prefer the original six.
Yeah. What did you like about this movie?
Well, it was nice to see Luke Skywalker, Mark Hamill, but I don't understand when Carrie Fisher, Princess Leia came along. I thought she died.
Yeah, well, they used some computer-generated stuff to pretend that it was like almost like a cartoon.
Oh.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy that they can do that, right?
Well, I was a little bit confused with that.
Yeah, it is confusing. It wasn't really her. It was like a cartoon.
Well, I guess I shouldn't have on DVD then.
I think you should have it on DVD.
No, thank you. I'd rather turn down the offer.
Okay. Well, do you think that people should see it?
They can if they want to, but it's nice to see in theater, but I think people would normally prefer the original six Star Wars.
Okay, are you glad that you saw it?
Yes, but I think I still like the original six Star Wars better.
Okay, do you have anything else to say?
No, I think I've said enough.
Okay, thanks. This has been another Star Wars movie review from my bro, Peter K.
A.K.A. Peter Parker, Spider-Man.
Yeah.
No, that was great. That was great when he's like, they're not as good as the original. No, they're not.
No, they're not.
Critics agree. This absolutely is definitely not as good as the original one.
Do you want to get them? I absolutely do not want to get them on
DVD. I'm going to pass on that fine offer. What did he say? So I'm going to pass on that offer.
I'm going to pass on that offer. Graham? It's a video that I took. I'm going to post the second interview, the post review on our Facebook page. And at the end, when he goes, but I'm Peter Parker, Spider-Man, and he opens his jacket.
The big reveal.
And he's got a Spider-Man shirt on. It's so awesome. It's so awesome.
It's like he planned it, but he didn't.
He didn't. He just has a flair for the
always
dramatic.
Always prepared.
Yeah. For New Year's, I had a gig in a bar in a strip mall outside Ottawa.
Stop bragging so
I
much,
know.
Graham.
I know. 2020, the Roaring Twenties, strip mall bar. That's how I brought it in, but it was
Buffalo Wings.
So every year, my Live Work Play, the organization Peter is involved with, would put on a New Year's Eve party, and it would be like a ball. People would dress up. My parents would dress up in like tuxedo and a ball gown or whatever, and they'd bring their friends. And this year, I think last year too, they had stopped doing it. So it's always like, the past few years have been like a dilemma, like what to do with Peter. Last year I brought him to my New Year's Eve gig. I always have a New Year's Eve gig, thanks to the good people at Yuck Yucks. So I brought him to this one too. We arrived early. I hooked his phone up to the Wi-Fi. I showed him how to use the YouTube app on his phone. And he was watching videos. And he was like, you could tell that he was so amazed at his phone, he could watch his cartoons on YouTube, like not in his apartment.
My son loves that. Yeah.
He was like, "This is amazing." I'm like, "Yeah, man, you own this thing." He's like, "Yeah." He's got like a crappy little LG thing, like yeah. You guys do, and we had. I gave him a couple beers. He had some beers.
Now he's in business.
We got nachos with guacamole and chicken. And then I did the show, and then for the countdown, I brought him on stage, He loves...
Really?
He loves it. He loves attention. And
I didn't know you brought him on stage. I didn't hear this story.
Yeah, brought him on stage, and we did the big countdown, and I have jokes about living or growing up with a brother with autism. Not a lot. It's not like... Like, you have, like, a full act you could do on it. But I, you know, I mentioned it here and there. And so the audience kind of knew him.
Yeah.
And already from my jokes. And I go, this is my brother, Peter. And everyone gave him like a big applause. It was a nice audience. And then he said on
Wait, did you plan this before and you warned him, like, I'm going to pull you up on stage or what?
I asked him before. I go, do you want to? Because there, I got off stage after my set. Then the host went back on for and did like five before the countdown. And I was like, do you want to go on stage for the countdown? And I told the host, I had the idea while I was doing my set that I was like, well, I could, maybe Peter would like that. So as the host was coming up to relieve me of my duties and take over the mic, I briefly whispered in his ear while I was shaking his hands, like, my brother's going to come up maybe. And he's like, yeah, yeah. And so, and then I went back, asked Peter. He was sufficiently buzzed after three beers, and he was like, yeah.
Liquid courage.
Yeah. Well, he likes attention. He's always had. He always has. He's a star. And so we went up there, and I introduced him, and we did the countdown, and he had champagne, and he told the audience he was Peter Parker. Peter K, like Peter Parker Spider-Man, just like he did in the video.
Perfect.
And it was great. It was really nice.
It's great.
It's really great. It's really great. And I think that we're going to do a trip in late March, early April. After a cruise, I'm going to stay in Florida and go to the Star Wars exhibit with my brother and my dad. They're like Disney World has like
I like that.
Yeah, it's got like a new.
I think he's gonna love that.
He's gonna love that. It's like some new Star Wars thing. They got the Millennium Falcon and everything. And he hasn't been on a plane in years. He's gonna be going alone, which is kind of sketchy.
I thought your dad's going. You said
my dad will already be in South Carolina. My parents are snowbirds now officially. But
direct flight. Peter's gonna be in a direct flight.
A direct flight.
Somebody to help get him on.
I hope so. I think they provide that service, don't they?
Yep. It's like $100, worth it.
Yeah.
It'll be fine. It's a direct flight. You meet him at the gate. Easy money. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. Mm-hmm. The stewardess will walk him out to meet your parents, like hand him over.
Great. Well, I'll tell my parents to do that then.
Pay the $100.
Yeah. And it's weird they don't do that for free. I feel like they used to.
Well, I feel like they've... Everything now is like they charge you for your bags. I mean, I feel like all the ancillary services they charge extra. Just pay it; it's worth it. I mean, it's like, what are we talking about? Yeah, versus the aggravation of him trying to check his phone, making sure it works. He's wandering around which gate he's at, and yeah,
he doesn't know how to use his phone anyway.
Right, because like otherwise, your parents can't go through security to meet him at the gate. They have to meet him after security.
Yep.
I mean, you could tell him we'll meet you at the baggage claim, and he could ask where's the baggage claim. But I might just, whatever. I don't know, whatever.
$100 for my parents to go through security? No, they walk him past.
No, then the person greets him from the plane and walks him out. Because technically, even if he doesn't need a wheelchair, you can ask for wheelchair assistance. Because we see that for JJ, even though he can walk.
It's just easier.
It's just easier. So somebody wheels him out and then transfer him over to somebody.
Ah, that's smart. So JJ's flown alone?
No, but even when we fly with him, sometimes we'll ask for wheelchair service. So he's not running around. Like, just sit here. And then he just sits there like a little king. On his little videos, and then it's like it's easier than him like just wandering off. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
And then you know you would get because you're gonna cut the lines of stuff when you're with a disabled family member, and when people see somebody in a wheelchair and they look closely, like okay, I get it. Versus like if they don't really look close, like why are these people cutting?
Yeah.
So yeah.
Little travel tip for you guys for Old Kirky.
It's an idea. It's not. You know, like it's not you're taking advantage. Like it's
not
like,
taking advantage at all.
Yeah.
It's absolutely necessary.
Yeah. So when they say people with extra children need extra time boarding, like older people and people with disabilities, that's what they're talking about. So it's like, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I think it's worth looking into.
I'm sure my mother's already figured that out, but I'll tell her.
And if you're flying the Canadian one, it might be free. If you're flying Canadian, you know, airline, it might be free.
Yeah.
I would definitely fly direct, though.
Oh, it's going to be direct. Don't worry.
All you need is for him to connect in Denver and the flight's delayed and he's stuck there overnight or something. Great. Yeah.
One of us would have to fly to Denver.
Right, so just do it direct.
Yeah.
Well, should we do it in the news?
We got Let's a couple, do it in the news. We got a couple of good ones. Do you want to go first or I'll go first?
I can go first. Okay. This is in Times of Israel. I don't think we've read this one before. This is a newspaper out of Israel, I believe. It makes sense. Children with autism suffer lower sleep depth, quote-unquote, study shows. Ben-Gurion University researchers demonstrated that brainwaves of children with autism are shallower, quote-unquote, than those of typical developing children as they sleep. A large percentage of children with autism have a hard time falling asleep, wake up frequently in the middle of the night, and wake up early in the morning. Now a new study from Ben-Gurion University of the Negev National Autism Research Center in Israel shows that the brain waves of children with autism are weaker or shallower during sleep than those of typically developing children, particularly during the first part of the night. This indicates that children have trouble entering the deep sleep phase, which is the most critical aspect of achieving a restful and rejuvenating sleep experience. The study was reported in the Journal of Sleep earlier this month. Previous studies have shown that 40 to 80% of children on the spectrum have some form of sleep disturbance, which creates severe challenges for children and their family. Excuse me. Determining the cause of these sleep disturbances is a first critical step in finding out how to mitigate them, the researchers said in the statement. Slow wave activity, SWA, everybody knows that, of course, was a measure of brain activity that is indicative of the sleep quality or so-called sleep pressure. Normal sleep starts with periods of deep sleep that are characterized by high amplitude, slow wave activity. A wave with a high amplitude is particularly tall, and a wave with a low amplitude is particularly short. Researchers set out to find out whether slow wave activity differs in children with autism spectrum disorder. Their findings show that this was indeed the case. These wave patterns differ in children with ASD, the study says. The team led by Professor Han Dinstein, head of the National Autism Research Center in Israel and a member of the Ben-Gurion University Department of Psychology, examined the brain activities of 29 children with autism compared with them with 23 children without autism. The children's brain activity was recorded as they slept during an entire night of the sleep lab at Soroka University Medical Center. Fast forward a little bit. Recordings taken during the experiment reveal that the brain waves of children with autism are on average 25% weaker or shallower than those of typically developing children. Children with ASD exhibited significantly weaker AWS power and shallower AWA slopes. I'm going to cut forward with this because I don't think people are interested in this part. Here we go. So let's go to the end. Here we go.
Let's do it, Kirk.
Now that the team has identified potential psychological underlying things that these sleep difficulties, they are planning several follow-up studies to discover ways to generate deeper sleep, larger brain waves, from increasing physical activity during the day to behavioral therapies to pharmacological alternatives such as medicinal cannabis, the statement said. Research was supported by the Simmons Foundation for Autism. I think it's interesting. You've mentioned in particular, we talked about Graham has a beautiful place here with an actual really nice skylight. He's in the penthouse of this building. You're saying you have a hard time sleeping when it's too much light.
I have a hard time sleeping. I've spent the night in the sleep study lab.
Oh, you have?
All the diodes up on me and everything like that.
I didn't know that.
And they said that this is weird. They said that they would have diagnosed me with a sleep disorder. However, they just changed the parameters a month ago.
Yeah.
So,
that's funny.
But I basically, he drew a line on a piece of paper and was like, "This is above this line is awake, below it is sleep." And then he drew another line well below it and said, "This is where most people spend most of the night sleeping." And then he drew another line just below the original line, the sleep line, and he said that you are here, and he sort of drew these waves going up, and he goes, every 7 minutes you almost crest this line to being awake, just going up and down. It's like I have like the worst sleep, and I've always had the worst sleep. I think it's one of the reasons why I like being a comedian, because I just can't sleep. I'm like a night person. And I basically, this is what my sleep schedule was last night. I went to bed at 12:45 because I'm feeling a little under the weather, and that's early for me. I normally go to bed at, I want to go to bed at 1:30, but if I'm going to be honest with you guys, I normally fall asleep at 3 a.m. And so I'm in bed early for me at 12:45, did not fall asleep till 4 a.m. Last time I checked the clock, it was 3:30 a.m. And then I woke up at 8 because I'm older and my body wakes me up to take care of the kids I don't have. And
you go to the bathroom because you have a large prostate.
Sure. Yeah. Well, also the skylight doesn't help. And it's just like having an apartment on the surface of the sun.
It is beautiful.
And then I'm awake at 8. And then I'm awake for 2 hours. And I do like a bit of work in bed on my phone, send some emails, whatever. And then I fall back asleep and wake up at 1. So I sleep from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And that was my sleep. That is that happens to me about once or twice a week, and it is I've always had bad sleep, and we've talked about this on the podcast. Like, there's always traces of, like, if there's sometimes there are traces if one sibling has autism, the other one has some traces here or there, and like as we've done research, more and more research on the subject matter of autism. On this podcast, things have pinged. I mean, oh yeah, I have that, like that, yeah. You know, and I'm sure we all do here and there, but it's like, this is another one. I'm like, my brother is a weird sleeper. Right. The guy goes to bed at like 8 o'clock and wakes up at like 7 a.m.
I want to interrupt you. My son's calling. Let me just take this real quick. Is that okay?
Yeah. Your son's calling?
Yeah. See if I can get a little audio of here, him talking. Hey, buddy. How you doing? How you feeling today? Yeah, I like that. Yeah, I've got a little. You got that Giants, New York Giants T-shirt on. I like it. You like pickles? Hold on, no videos. Give me 1 minute. Talk to me for 1 minute. 1 minute, son. Just 1 minute. 1 minute. How was school? Oh no, you had a bad day. What did you say? Are you done talking? Hold on. No videos. 1 minute. Just give me 1 minute. 1 minute, son. How are you? Yes way. Yes way. All right, I'll let you watch your videos. I love you. I love you, JJ. Give me a kiss. Give me a kiss. Wait, no video. 1 minute. Just 1 minute. Okay, I'll let you go. I love you. Give me a wave. Wait a minute. Give me a wave. No waving today. All right. I love you, JJ. Bye, son. Bye. Well, that was you got to witness that one, Graham. That was a not a very interactive one.
I've seen a more interactive one.
Yeah, I know.
I've seen you on a more interactive.
I know.
He wanted to watch the videos. What are you going to do? He waved a bit, though.
He waved a little bit. I'm like, no videos. He said, no way.
Hey, but you know what? Remember last episode we were talking about how there's no ketchup stains on his shirts anymore?
Did you notice that?
No ketchup stains.
No ketchup
stains. That was a crisp New York Rangers shirt, my friend.
Yeah.
He looked good.
Sorry I interrupted you. I just, that was our daily call we try to do, and schedule's all messed up.
I think it was good content. Listeners get a little more insight into JJ, handsome boy.
Until me trying to say, 1 minute, give me 1 minute, son. Turn off the videos, 1 minute. You were talking about sleeping.
No, I just think that I'm not a very good sleeper. My brother's not a very good sleeper. And you're saying JJ is not a good sleeper.
No, he's not good at all. Although, when I was there last week, he... We have this fold-out couch that I sleep on when I get there, and sure enough, I go to bed early when I'm there because I'm all jet-lagged and messed up. I'll go to bed like 9, and he doesn't fall asleep till 10, and I'll wake up about 11 at night, and he's cuddled up next to me, squishing me off this couch. And so then for the next week or whatever I'm there, we'll both sleep on this couch, and it's like...
It's pretty cute, though.
Not designed for 400-something pounds of a man on that... The two of us combined on that squishy couch. But yeah, he does like to he doesn't sleep well, but I feel like sometimes he sleeps we've got him on sleeping pills. Like we just started that I shouldn't say sleeping pills, but we've got him on medication to help his sleep that he takes every night. Yeah. That's another new thing he started doing. He started taking the pills just like we don't have to crush them anymore, just hand them to him. That's a new thing too. It's really weird.
It's great.
Yeah. Really weird.
Baby steps.
Yeah. Well, we were going to do a second article. But
we had a nice surprise from JJ.
Yeah, a surprise phone call from JJ.
I think this is way better. Anyway, we'll save that article for next episode. It's a good one. So it'll be something to look forward to.
Yeah, I feel like I'm kind of out of it. Whenever he calls, it always like puts me in a weird place. I love him to death. Yeah.
What's wrong?
I just miss this little guy.
Yeah.
Turkey. Miss that little,
You're a good dad.
Yeah, a little pagan. I miss that guy.
You're a good dad.
My little Philistine.
See? Yeah.
Well,
Who cares if you know, that's another reason to talk about, like last episode we talked about, like, would you get it tested and then not have a kid if your sperm showed a heightened risk for having an autistic child. And it's like, and I was like, nah, I won't. Who cares? I don't. Either I'll have it or I won't. But even seeing how much you love your son makes me feel like, yeah, I'm not going to get tested.
You could cry too.
Yeah. But still, it's nice. Anyway, that's been another episode of Autastic. You guys are fantastic. We appreciate the support. Tell your friends. Share the Instagram or share the Facebook post and share it on social media. Share the links to the podcast on however you listen to it. Rate and review on whatever, however you listen to it. We appreciate it. You can also donate at patreon.com/autastic, patreon.com/autastic, to donate as little or as much as you would like per episode, or just a one-time donation. And also, you can reach me at Instagram, KINSTRAGRAHAMKAY on Instagram, and Mr. Graham K on Twitter. And you can reach Kirk Smith at Kirk Smith Comedy on all platforms. That is synergy, baby. Yeah, that's it. Right, Kirk?
That's it, guys. Have a great week. You can do it.